T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got special stuff now. We got the St. Joe's head coach, the great Phil Martelli's on the line. Hi, Phil.
Angelo, how are you?
Phil, there's so many things I want to ask you about. Let's start with the reaction to the Eagles losing in Dallas. How tough a loss was that?
Well, when that ball popped into the air, and I thought, I don't know enough about football positioning, but I thought, what a perfect play.
Wow.
And then it was just hanging there. You could almost feel all of the air all over the Delaware Valley go out and thought, well, there must be people passed out all over their, their living rooms and in the establishments where they watch the game. I was actually recruiting, but I was watching the game, the game cast on my phone. Oh. And I kept thinking, boy, they just seem to be running on fumes here. Get the game tied. Cooper goes crazy. And my initial reaction was, I don't know who they play next week, but this one's going to be impossible to come back from.
That's what we thought. But, Phil, before we get your pick, a couple of things. A lot of drama in the week since then. Carson Wentz has been playing with a cracked bone in his vertebrae. Here's what we need to know. Does a coach know if a player is compromised physically? Do you think Doug Peterson had some sense that there was something significantly wrong with Carson Wentz?
I think, and I mean this in all cases, I think all coaches, despite the massive egos, understands what they don't know. And in the medical world, we don't know. In today's world with mental health, with players, with student athletes, with even kids walking around campuses, we don't know. So what you're really counting on is a level of a relationship where the player, where the student athlete is going to tell you, I just can't go. And it surprises me with Wentz's character that it seems that he wasn't more forthcoming with the struggles that he had. Because if you listen to everybody, I mean, how many times on a Monday did all of you come on and say he didn't move right? And does this have something to do with the first quarter woes that they've had all year? He just couldn't move. And despite the numbers, and this is another one where the statistics can tell you whatever they want to tell you, he was not having an MVP or even an all-pro level year.
You could see it, Phil.
Hold on. Rhea's got a theory, Phil. Rhea's got this theory that I
got to
admit.
You would know it better, yeah.
Here's what I want to know. He already gave the stage over to Foles last year. Is he even more reluctant to give it over? And he's not going to tell them what's really going on because he wants to keep playing. He doesn't want last year to happen again.
I'll give you another theory. I think that in everything that I've read, I don't know the guy, but everything that I've read, he is absolutely a team-first kind of guy.
Yeah.
So maybe if they're winning, he's more forthcoming. But with them struggling and trying to get into a playoff race,
he's trying to be
maybe
a hero.
Maybe he holds back there. There is one other thing. I mean, he's still a young guy, and one of the papers put out that list. You know, injured at North Dakota State, injured at North Dakota State, injured in his second year or third year here. So some of that could be you don't want to be labeled. It certainly didn't help this team, but the whole surroundings didn't help him maybe come forward and say, look, I need a break here.
Yeah. You know, it's such a weird story. And here's the one thing, Phil, and this is why I ask you, because I don't know that there's a sports figure in our town who's been more open or honest with the people on a daily basis. Doesn't the team have to say something after 2 days? The last thing, Joe, play number six back there. Literally, the last official word that we have from the coach was 2 days ago when he started practice with the injuries, and all he gave us was one tiny little comment. Do we have it back there? Just listen to what he said, Phil. That's the only official word we got from the team. Phil, don't they have to do a little better job of communicating than that?
Well, I always thought that that the Eagles in particular recognize this as it's their organization, but it really is the city's team.
Yeah.
And I thought that we had gotten out of doublespeak and had moved forward. And I think the confusion for everybody, media and the fan, is that you knew what you were getting with Andy Reid. You know, you knew he was going to open his press conferences with injuries. You knew what he was going to say. And then in this case, it just seems something doesn't make sense. None of this makes a lot of sense. But I think being forthright and being connected with the people is a much better policy.
And that's why he's Phil Martelli. And I'm so happy you said that. Phil, Eagles are at the Rams Sunday night. What's going to happen?
Well, I do think that you're going to see visions of last year. The run-pass options are going to come back. But with everybody being so banged up, with the Rams, I usually don't look at the other team and worry too much. Mm. But the Rams haven't played that well since their shootout with
New Orleans
with the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
So,
right. Yeah,
I think that them coming home, they're averaging somewhere in the neighborhood of 38 points a game at home. This isn't going to be pretty. Yeah. One advantage is you're not going to have to stay up late unless you're a diehard fan. This one's over early. I think it's 38-14 Rams.
Wow. Phil Martelli. Phil, as always, thank you for your honesty and your forthrightness. You're the best. Thank you, Phil.
I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.